gates and protocols. When I came here, I had to ask, okay, what is the protocol for mass here on the wearing of masks, et cetera? But I suggest we put all that aside for the moment and focus on the fact that Lent is coming. If you're like me, all of a sudden, it kind of sneaks up on me. It's like, oh yes, Wednesday's Ash Wednesday, Lent. And what happens, you know, people will say, well, what are you giving up for Lent? Or, what are you doing for Lent? What's your plan? I suggest we do a little before we say, well, what are you doing for Lent? Maybe we look and say, we do what we call an examination of consciousness, not an examination of conscience and where we've sinned or failed, but consciousness, where we are in our spiritual lives. And maybe that will lead us to determining what we're going to do during Lent, how we're going to approach our time in Lent. The Pope has spoken about fasting and prayer. But we need to examine where we are in our spiritual lives, I think. And our readings today are very interesting. I don't know whether you know this, and sometimes I have to remind myself, but sometimes the first reading and the gospel reading are meant to complement each other. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, but they're meant to kind of balance or refer to each other. Sometimes I feel somebody does a word check, a spell check to say, okay, where are the words, you know? But if you look at the first reading, it talks about, basically it says, what's in your heart? As does the last reading, the end of the gospel reading where Jesus talks about the fruit of the tree, as does the first reading. And in the first and both readings, and I'm not talking about the beam in the eye. I think we've heard that before. I'm sure you've heard preaching on that before. You know, remove the beam from your own eye before you judge people. Not a bad thing to do. But in the first reading, it's talking about very specifically how what you say reveals who you are. What you say reveals who you are. And it even says the bent of your mind, what's in your mind, who you are, where you're coming from. And in that first line where it talks about the sieve, anybody know what a sieve is or sieve? Isn't that interesting? Yeah, some of us do. How many do? Okay, good. it's a way that then it talks about a sieve gets rid of the husks. And it's like a sifter. You put the flour in or put whatever you're going to put in and you shake it. And of course, it blends the flour, but it also takes any of the bad stuff out. So it says the husks. We have heard the gospel reading about the wheat and the chaff. Same idea, separating out what's good and what's bad. So that's the first line of what the Sirach is writing about. But then it goes on to say, you get a sense of people when they're in tribulation, when they're in have problems, tribulations, it says. And then they speak. And basically, it's like speaking out of anger or speaking what's in your heart and what erupts from you. Now, if you're like me and I'm trying to distance myself a little bit from social media, but we see people getting very angry for whatever reason, wearing of masks or whatever it is. We get videos of people going, just exploding. And I think that's what the first reading is about. I think that's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel reading at the end. He's saying, what's in your heart? Where is that anger? Where, if that's what explodes out. That's the question we might ask ourselves. What's in my heart these days? Where am I coming from? And that's what Jesus says in the end of the last kind of paragraph, few verses of the gospel reading. He's saying, the good of your heart reveals itself in how you approach others and how you speak. He talks about good and evil in that phrase, in those lines. And maybe we look and see where we are. Maybe we look back and say, what's moving us? I frequently say this in the bed when I was at the 5 o'clock Mass. I travel here on the freeway. Everybody goes, we know what that's like, Father. And always there's somebody who is either speeding by or following, doing something crazy. And my reaction is usually, oh, I do get angry. You know, what are you doing? Causing problems. Well, let's tell, and then somebody said, well, Father, you know, and I did got this advice after a homily I gave a couple of years ago about this. They said, Father, you ought to look at it differently. And they were saying, look at it, you know, look at what's going on. And I tried that. This coming over here was, okay, that car just drove by and I'm not happy with it. And they're speeding by me and weaving in and out. And they said, well, why don't you look and see, there are hundreds of cars around you, and look at nothing of like that's going on. All those people are calm. Maybe you look at the positive, not the negative, and get so angry. And I tried that. It did calm me down today. It was like, oh. And then you begin to observe. And I observed a truck, broken down, you know, pickup truck with all sorts of metal and aluminum in there. Obviously, somebody going to a recycling plant or recycling this. And I said, well, God bless them. Trying to make a living in this expensive LA area. And the whole thing kind of calmed me down, because what we're doing is we're looking, what's moving in us? What is our stance? There is a old kind of story, and I steal this from Father Tony. You know Father Tony, I'm sure. It's about a Cherokee grandfather talking to his grandchild. And he says to the grandchild, you know, you have two wolves struggling within you, that live within you. One is the shadow wolf, the dark wolf, that has anger and fear, jealousy, envy, struggling. And one is a wolf of light that has charity and love and kindness and goodness, humility. And the grandchild says, well, which one wins out? Which one gets there? Which one wins? And the grandfather says, the one you feed. And I think the key is what we dwell on. So in shifting my view, I said, no, I'm not going to feed that wolf today, the dark wolf, or the dark spirit, as we would use in our language. I'm going to feed the good spirit, the good wolf. I'm going to look positively. And with a kind of Christ-like look at what's going on. So that's why I'm saying, maybe as we start into Lent, we look at where we are spiritually, and what we need to feed ourselves, to feed that spirit of goodness, to feed that spirit of love, and just not hop in and say, okay, I'm going to give up chocolate, or I'm going to give up this, or I'm going to, but to look deeply into where we are spiritually, and see what God is calling us to do, how God is calling us to live out our Lenten practices and live them out in peace and prayer and love.